Unit 79, Helping the Farm Worker. Reformers are men and women who see situations that they consider unfair and then set forth to remedy them. Sometimes these individuals enjoy quick victories. Just as frequently, however, the gains are slow in coming and easy to lose. But lasting change is never achieved easily, and a true reformer is ultimately measured by the worthiness of the cause as well as by its success. Cesar Chavez's cause was the struggle of the migrant farm worker. As a boy growing up in Arizona in the 1930s, Chavez saw his own father lose his farm and be forced into a transient worker's lifestyle. Chavez himself worked full-time in the fields from eighth grade on. After a stint in the Navy in World War II, Chavez returned to California to begin trying to organize poor transient workers, most of them Mexican heritage, into a union where they could fight for fairer living and working conditions. The struggle was difficult, for the farm owners were clever and the laborers were easily intimidated. But in 1962, the National Farm Workers Association was established, and the group enjoyed early success and political support. A 1965 strike against California grape growers elicited the backing of Robert F. Kennedy and resulted in the first ever contracts for migrant workers in the United States. A successful boycott of lettuce followed. Unfortunately, a long downhill slide then began. By the time of Chavez's death in 1993, migrant workers had lost many of the advantages Chavez had gained for them. Chavez's supporters, however, believing his cause to be just, remain confident that conditions will once again improve for workers and that the reforms for Chavez fought for will be reinstituted.